jizz mopper. You better turn off the lights real low.
Oh, man.
Hey,
I'm
not kidding now. What was that, your queef?
Yeah, I got like a nose full of sawdust or something. Hey, everybody, man. This is Bob.
Hey, man. Hey, Mr. Lightman.
Hey, are you still Mr. Mojo Rising again?
Hey, man. Oh, are we going?
Yeah, we're going.
Oh, you bastard. I was going to act like I was Miss Cleo, man. Doing my whole patient rap.
You're going to act like you're Miss Cleo. What are you going to say?
Hey, Bob, how you doing? This is Miss Cleo.
Say, this is the Florida State's Attorney's Office, Miss Cleo. We're wondering if you were predicting your $21 million settlement against, yeah.
Listen, forget all that. I'm going to predict three things for you and those two nitwits from CheeseReels.com.
Okay. Well, that's, yeah.
All right.
Rumpelstiltskin, but anyway.
This is how I'll get even with you bastards.
All right.
All right. The following three things will happen, each one of you, between the dates of April 30th and May 30th.
Okay, so coming up pretty quick.
And I'm saying it then because I'm going to give you guys time to apologize.
All right.
Now, if you guys want to come to me and say, you know, you're sorry, I will call this off.
Okay.
All right, for you.
For me.
You will be at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Possibly a fast food restaurant.
Uh-huh.
A person you don't know will spill a beverage on your lap.
Okay.
It'll either be hot or cold, but probably cold.
Okay.
And you'll suffer much embarrassment.
Okay.
That'll be yours.
That's my, that's your revenge against me.
That is my revenge.
Okay.
Okay.
What about these other two dudes?
I think No Nads from CheeseReels.com, No Nads, he'll be caught in a hellacious hailstorm.
Okay.
And he will either suffer bodily damage or bodily injury, excuse me, or property damage. I haven't decided which.
Bodily or prostate? What was that?
Yeah, I don't know. Something might happen to him in a hailstorm.
Is he going to be, like, walking on his hands in a hailstorm?
I don't know. I don't know. Something will happen in a hailstorm between those dates.
All right.
And Dim from uh-huh. Nonet, from CheeseReels.com.
Yeah.
He will hear the song, The Year of the Cat, by Al Stewart, so much it'll drive him to insanity. He will not be able to escape this song.
Sing a little bit for us.
It's the year of the cat. He'll hear that stupid song, it'll drive him insane.
Are you like, have you bought a radio station in Chicago?
No, these are my predictions now. These are my three predictions I've made.
I have been taking this cloud seeding class, through the...
I'm mixing them up now.
Yeah,
no
okay.
way that I could possibly control all three.
I think that mine will probably come true, you know. I'll probably be out with my daughter at McDonald's, and she'll probably dump my drink in
my
lap.
No, it'll be someone you don't know.
Oh, it'll be somebody I don't know.
Someone you don't know will spill a beverage on your lap.
Well, considering I always have to go into the stupid Happy Land every time I go to McDonald's now, I'm sure it'll be some little retard kid.
I'm predicting all three things to happen.
Okay, well, we'll see. On May 30th?
No, between those dates.
Right, I mean, but by the time May 30th rolls around, all this stuff should have taken place.
Yes. You will have a beverage spilled on your lap. No Nads. Will be caught in a hailstorm. And Dim will hear the Year of the Cat.
Oh, okay. So it looks like the June the 5th will be the show after the 30th of May.
All right.
So everyone will hear about it June the 5th.
All right.
Mark your calendars.
All right. Let's that's all I'm going to say.
All right. Well, that's more than enough.
You guys can call it off if you want.
You should have done it in, like, a creepy voice, you know, kind of like Orson Welles doing that Nostradamus
Hello, Bob. How are you? Hello.
I don't mean the voice that you beg your wife for sex with. I mean the...
Can I have some poutine?
Oh, shit. So what's going on?
Well...
Other than your obvious anger towards last week's show.
Yeah. Well, I was at work, right?
Yeah, you work?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's true.
And the bathroom was broken, out of order.
Yeah?
And I had to piss.
Do you have, like, just a one unisex bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I just grabbed like a styrofoam coffee cup.
Yeah?
And I went to the back room.
Uh-huh.
And I started to piss into the cup. And I started to think, wouldn't it be funny, like, if I had more piss than what the cup held?
Okay.
Right?
That would be funny.
So I'm going for it, and I'm getting awfully close to the rim.
Now, let me ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
What were you going to do with that cup when you were done?
See, I hadn't really thought this whole thing out just yet.
Pissing in a cup in the back room. You got to get rid of it at some point. I mean, unless you're going to mix it in with a lemonade or something.
Well, this is going to sound a little hypocritical, but I thought maybe I'll just throw it down the sink.
Well, why don't you just piss in the sink?
Well, I didn't really have the equipment to do that, so I didn't. I'm challenged.
I guess I don't understand that, but...
I didn't want to get caught doing it in the sink, you know, so I thought the cup would be better.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. Now, you're not even in the bathroom.
No.
Oh, Jesus. What, are you, like, in the warehouse or something?
Yeah, you know, well, it was like a back room situation.
Hey, Miles, what the hell are you doing in the car room?
Nothing.
I need my bride's, Foreign Brides magazine back. Hey, everybody, Miles is whacking off in the corner of my bride's magazine. Yeah, but you really just can't get enough of those Russian chicks.
Yeah.
Then, you know, you really can't. No, I'm peeing in a coffee cup.
It was a styrofoam cup, right?
It's like, what's worse, the truth or the thing they're making up? I don't know.
What?
You got yourself in a situation where what's worse, the truth? No, I'm not whacking off to your bride's magazine. I'm pissing into a coffee cup.
I filled that thing right up to the brim.
Oh, jeez.
With piss.
Oh, my gosh.
So now I've got a problem.
Yeah.
I got a handful of, like a cup full of pee.
Yeah.
I've got my other hand, like, trying to keep my trousers up. You know? I'm trying to get rid of the evidence, you know?
So you start drinking?
No! Jesus. Not an animal. God's sake.
You got me.
I don't know.
I think you'd be better off if you were an animal. You just piss on the floor.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe I should have just went outside.
Yeah, maybe just went around back, you know,
I
and acted like you're hooking up a hose.
I didn't know what to do, you know. I had to go.
Well, can't you just go to someplace else?
I didn't want to embarrass myself, so I just...
I don't understand. What's more embarrassing? I gotta go piss. I'm gonna go next door to the, you know, Dog and Suds or whatever the fuck is next door. Or getting caught filling up a styrofoam cup in the back room.
Yeah.
And then, like, trying to figure out what to do with it.
Right.
I don't know. Let me weigh these.
I didn't want to leave the porn shop unattended, okay? So.
Can't leave it unattended.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. You should have just, you know, I'm sure there's all kinds of reservoirs around there. You could have just stuck your unit in there and pissed in one.
Well, I don't know. It was probably a bad idea.
You could have just asked anybody in the store, who likes to drink urine? Anybody here a urine freak? Golden shower?
Anyone want a golden shower? Anybody?
I'm really going to go. And I can't just pee on the floor. So, anybody wants to play urinal, I'm all up for that. So you couldn't do that, huh?
No.
That's more embarrassing than
peeing in a cup. It was probably not the best idea.
Oh, Jesus. So what'd you do?
Huh?
What'd you do?
Well, I got rid of it.
Where'd it go? Into the garbage?
I dumped it.
Where at?
The sink.
No, now you're making that up.
I did, actually, I did.
We went off on all these tangents, and now we come back to the real story.
No, I did, I did.
You're like, you know, a boot. The reality was you put it in somebody's boot or something. And you don't want to tell the truth now.
Somebody's lunchbox.
Yeah. You just set it down next to all the dirty cups and was wondering if anybody would pick it
what
up.
What is this, pickle juice? What is this?
Pickle juice.
Oh, my God.
What have you been drinking and eating, man, to get pickle juice piss?
I dumped it, washed out the cup, and threw the cup away.
You even washed the cup out?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Well, I got some manners, you know.
What? What kind of manners are there? You're pissing in a cup.
I had to go.
I don't know. Where do you start having manners after you've got a cup full of piss?
I had to go.
Just go someplace, you know.
Yeah.
I'm saying you need to relieve yourself. It's just your the twisted logic that you have to think, okay, it's good manners to pour the piss out. But, I mean, what are the manners when you're standing in a corner pissing in a cup?
It wouldn't be so bad, but then I had to go number two.
Jeez.
No, I'm making that up.
Oh, okay. I thought, what'd you do? Like, get a pair of nylons and shit into them or something?
I got some hamburger buns. And
that is just goofy. That's goofy as all.
Yeah, that happened.
What? That makes no sense whatsoever to me.
I know. That's why I thought I would tell it.
Where? When did you see like the cup sitting on a table and you're like, I could piss in that?
Yeah.
What other inanimate objects are you going to start pissing on at work now? Hey, let's see if this will hold water. I don't have any water. Wait a minute. I make my own water of sorts.
Yeah, that's not that theory that, you know, water takes the shape of the container, you know?
So is that it?
Liquid takes the shape of its container.
Sure. Oh, jeez. So, yeah. I had a question about, like, was it really, really yellow, or was it like...
It was dark in there, and I don't...
Oh, it was even... You had a light on.
I was kind of using, like, window light.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. What if somebody walked in on you? I mean, really.
I know. That would have been really hard to explain.
Yeah, at work. I think they'd rather have you masturbate to the Bride's magazine. That makes sense. You're looking at all these chicks and you get all horny for it or something.
Yeah.
Pissing in a cup is just bizarre.
I don't know, man.
And if it's a unisex bathroom, you just shut the door, piss in the sink, and, you know, be done with it.
I don't know, man.
You got some twisted logic.
I didn't think the sink thing was going to work for me.
I never want to ride in a car with you anywhere.
Hey, Bob, you want a drink or anything?
Yeah, really. I don't. Any kind of McDonald's cup that might be on the floor could be totally tainted in your car. Could have been. You know, I was driving. I was by myself. I didn't want to stop.
Yeah.
So I just picked up the kid's sippy cup. Of course, it had like just a little bit of chocolate milk left in there. And I was like, well, you know, whatever. I'll just... Then I started thinking as I was going. I was going 70 miles an hour down the highway. What if I fill up this sippy cup? I mean, how much does a sippy cup hold? And, you know.
Oh,
thank God I only had less than 8 ounces in me. And so... I don't know what... You know, I don't know what your parents did to you. You know, did they ridicule you in the bathroom or something?
No.
I mean, I don't like public restrooms, but for Christ's sake, I'm not pissing in a cup in the back room somewhere.
You know, looking back on it, maybe I shouldn't have done it.
Well, doing it or not doing it is irrelevant. Why would it come into your head?
I just had to do it, and I just, you know.
Jeez. I don't know what to say. I can't even talk anymore. I'm totally dumbfounded by this. And you're mad at me. You're going to wish a cold drink in my lap by a stranger.
Yeah.
Lord, no, am I coming to your house before the 30th? Because a cold drink is going to be a cup of piss from you, I think. And you're like, it might be cold, it might be hot, because it depends on how long you had it sitting on the counter before I got there. If you just had to go, it's a fresh batch, it might be warm. Jesus Christ. Do you talk to your in-laws this way? Because they must think you're a real sicko.
No. No,
oh, okay. Thank goodness.
I don't know.
Does your wife know about this?
I might have mentioned it, yeah.
Does she see it? No, don't do it in that cup. That's my cup. Oh, Christ. That's, ugh. I think I'm getting ill. Now I'm thinking about all the times I was at your house drinking out of your plastic cups.
You know what? You're going to show up with one of those motel cups that's been sealed in plastic.
Yeah, I'll have my, don't worry, I got my own cup. I got my own supply.
Yeah.
No, I don't want any lemonade or apple juice. No, I don't want any pineapple juice or any kind of clear yellow juice at all.
Apple juice.
I won't drink anything like that. I won't have any vanilla milkshakes either. No thanks, no vanilla, no chocolate. I don't want anything.
Yeah.
I can't drink anything. I don't know how I'm going to drink anything at your house now. That's just too bizarre.